Part 2, Getting Back to God's Design. Chapter 4, Goodbye Modeling, Hello New Direction. Bethany and I were both in our early 20s and desperately curious. The seed that had taken root in our hearts as young girls was finally coming to bloom. We wanted to explore the modeling world. Truthfully, our hopes weren't that high. We assumed, outside of a miracle, that our moral convictions and living as models probably wouldn't jive. We didn't want to miss an opportunity based on assumptions, though. We wanted to know for sure. We had to see firsthand. We sat in our living room with our parents and discussed the details. They explained the potential pitfalls and tried to convince us to let go of the idea and move on. But we weren't budging. With their grudging approval, we contacted our modeling recruiters. Kristen's modeling journey. Several days after my nerve-wracking interview with Jessica Brown, which I shared earlier, I got a call saying the agency wanted me to join the team. According to Jessica, it seemed my personal convictions in the modeling world could go hand in hand. The agency prided itself on being family-friendly and anti-nudity. I was absolutely thrilled. I immediately went back to Jessica's office to sign a one-year contract. To top things off, I also signed a written agreement saying I would never be forced to do a job or wear something I wasn't comfortable with. Score! This was looking like a dream come true. I started working for the agency part-time with a modeling job here and there. Things seemed to be going pretty well until about halfway through the year. Jessica began sending me jobs that crossed the line of my personal boundaries. She would say things like, "You'll never become something big unless you take every job you can get." As time went on, the pressure increased. I could sense that unless I was going to compromise my standards, I would not be welcomed long term. I started to dread the phone calls and emails. I knew I was being pressured, and I didn't like it. After several more months of awkward interactions with people at the agency, I was ready to face the hard truth. I knew they weren't interested in having me on as a deadweight. They wanted to make their agency's name known, and they needed their models to help them accomplish that. Success in the modeling industry is based on how high one can climb the modeling ladder. I was no longer interested in climbing any higher. I imagine myself 5 to 10 years down the road.